Come on, Big Fanny, and send in some mail so that they did a kitty banana. I listened to Big Fatty this morning, and that tune that Tommy does gets in my head. Come on, Big Fatty. Come on, Big Fatty. Mailing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I listened to Big Fatty this morning.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2112 of the BFO44, the 26th of February, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got big news for you, Big Fatty! Hello, Happy Pants.
Trademark Vera Charles.
You are Happy Pants today, because, y'all, that's what Big Fatty is wearing. Big Fatty, you're not wearing any pants. It's theater of the mind. I'm wearing Happy Pants today. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, is it because it's for righty? Well, that, in addition to it being for righty, y'all, that terminally single Tim, Big Fatty, how about the baby's arm? Well, the baby's arm may have assisted with this, but y'all, terminally single Tim told me how I could download the old banjo band, and y'all, it worked. So I'm using the old banjo band today. Big Fatty, we're back to normal. Well, is that a good thing? Well, you know, it's still ruined, but at least it's ruined like normal. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend, we've got not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today, for right the 26th. Big Fatty, except by the time he hears this, it'll be the 27th, even though you're recording it on the 25th. You know, this is one of those future birthdays, y'all, that I do it in the future, and it's heard in the present here, and then heard in the past in the Big Fatty, enough! And the other one is on Sunday. Y'all, today! Today, the 26th, y'all, you know him from the Pride 48. And, you know, he comes to the Pride 48s out there in the Lost Wages and is a very active participant in shows, y'all. Is that Artie Cruiser? And Big Fatty, we love Artie Cruiser. And, you know, he takes pictures of little squirrels. Oh, yes, Squeaky Kitty. Y'all are second. Our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is this Sunday. Y'all, you don't hear him very much anymore, but he used to do that little show, the Q-Cast Connection, or the Q-Cast Connecticut. Now he spends all of his time doing little shows on stage. Y'all, it is that Michael Cantaloupe. Big Fatty, we love Michael Cantaloupe and the Super Bee. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Artie Cruiser, or Michael Cantaloupe on the 20 or the Face Space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old Tim Tam key.
Happy birthday.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
Yes, that'll be lovely. Thank you for calling. And y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original bumper. Yes, Big Betty, that's the one that gets stuck in Toppy's head. Well, you know, it's back there now. Yes, Big Betty.
It's the Flobfo. Can I have a so-so question for you? Brian Dammery and I are getting ready for the big BFO number one fan coronation party on Saturday that we're also telling Dammery Jr. is for him, but, you know, it's really for us. So I can't decide if I should be wearing the red sequin pantsuit or if I should be wearing the silver sequin kilt to the party. I know it's winter, could be cold, could be rainy, not so sure, you know. Could you let me know, and the listeners let me know, for this so-so question, what the answer would be?
Thank you for calling. And y'all, that, of course, is Drum Major Kev. Big Fatty, he's the Flobfo. It's true. And first of all, Drum Major Kev, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the Flobfo. Yes, Big Fatty. This is indeed a so-so question because I was not aware that there was a coronation party. That's fine. Big Fatty, you couldn't have made it anyway. You got house guests this week. It's true, I do. Flobfo, I was watching the Twitty on Thursday morning, and I saw that the number one fan for 2016 and the Flobfo were out running around in the yard at 5 o'clock this morning in their underpants. Big Fatty! I don't think your mention that it's cold outside has any relevance to what you should wear to this this coronation party. I would say wear the kilt, because Big Fatty, you would, because Big Fatty would say that. And you know, if it is cold, people can always reach underneath the kilt and warm their hands. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar.
Hey, Fark, it's Megan. So I lied. This is a mediocre question. Actually, I think this is an excellent question, but anyway, I'm calling you from the super secret work number or whatever. And too lazy to dig out my cell phone. I sat down and I went, you know what? I'm not going to take my cell phone out of my bag all day. Okay, so anyway, let me see. Blah, 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 blah. My mediocre question is, what is a dangling participle? Thank you.
Oh, Woodhaven. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for lying, and thank you for calling. Yes, Big Fatty. And this is indeed a so-so question, and you've come to the right source Big Fatty. If anybody knows about dangling anything, it's going to be you. Well, you know, a dangling participle, it's a noun in grammar. It is a participle or a participle phrase often found at the beginning of a sentence that appears from its position to modify one element of the sentence other than the one it was intended to modify. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Can you give us an example? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I can. Here's an example. The word plunging is a dangling participle in this example. Plunging hundreds of feet into the gorge, we saw Yosemite Falls. Big Fatty, your participles dangle with the best of them. I'm very impressed at your skills. Now can you go on and tell us more about gerunds? No, Big Fatty, what is a gerund? The Vader and Bacon. second show. Mostly Vader again. Oh, yes, Big Fatty.
It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Galaxy Vader. Ooh, where am I? Listen, I'm here in the Big Fatty Hearthrug area. And I was just at the Ramrod, which I was not planning to going to, but some Latino Larry at the gym bar was like, "Oh, we should go to the bar." And I was like, "Yeah, well, whatever." And so we went, and Gahara friends were all up in there, and they were chomping on my foot with their canes, and I did not appreciate it very much, but there was a lot of delicious in there too. Unfortunately, they were not chomping on my foot with their canes, because that's how they do. So anyway, I'm walking back to the area, and by the area I mean somewhere to get something to eat, because I never had dinner, because I was just going to have a drink and then I was going to go back and have a coma. But anyway, so we're going to walk back to the area and see if there's any delicious food at the area. And then we're going to Uber, but there's surge pricing and, you know, fat people don't pay a premium. So we're going to see how that goes. Anyway, you're fat. That's really all I got. Oh, hi. Hello. They're coming back. Someone just yelled, "Gird your loins," which I'm pretty sure is a dubious intent. Hi. A dubious intent event. But anyway, horrifying. Gotta run. Me.
Oh, yeah, that of course is old Vader. Big Fatty, it sounded like he was in the jalopy, but then he said he was walking. Well, you know, we get confused. Yes, Big Fatty. And Vader, I'm sorry. You had the old soft shoe with the old hat and cane dance there at the Ramrod. Big Fatty, who knew that a cane was the Ramrod there? Big Fatty, I don't think that's quite right, but it's vulgar is what it is. It's vulgar. It's just vulgar. Big Fatty, you like to go there, don't you? I love to go to the Ramrod in Fort Lauderdale. Well, okay. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Fartix Bacon. So I'm just chitty-chatting with Little Miss. And so this was my first call. This very well might be my first call from my new iPhone 6. But I didn't get the plus. I'm kind of clumsy. And really, when I'm sending dirty text messages, do I want it as big as a tablet so that everyone can see? I swear everyone I know has like 20/20 vision. If there's anything better than 20/20, they got it. So anyway, this is my first call from my phone. And it's not synced to my car, which is fine. But anyway, so I'm talking. And so we kind of have fun things about, like, everyone's going to be financially responsible for taking care of Little Miss Ninny when Gerald and I are dead and gone. And so anyway, I was just telling her. I said, you know, we're kicking the oldest one off the cell phone calling plan, and I said I'll have to put money in savings for her to pay for all these things that she's not going to afford when we're dead and gone. And I said, and we'll name the bank account from the grave. So then when she gets money transferred from the grave account to, don't worry about that seatbelt, we're only a block and a half away from our house. So anyway, if even a block and a half, well, according to Chicago blocks, it's probably like a fifth of a block. Open the garage door. So anyway, yeah, that's what it's going to be called, from the grave. So she'll always get money from the grave. That's kind of creepy. That's kind of morbid. Okay, you know what? We should let Tommy weigh in if that's morbid.
Oh, okay. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Wagon. Big Fatty, did she have call waiting? It sounded like someone was trying to reach her about 15 times during that call. I hope she has call waiting, because if that's a brand new cellular telephonic device, she might need to make a Genius Bar appointment. Big Fatty, either that or you just go ahead and take that phone with her to the grave. Big Fatty.
Buddy, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, Big Fatty, I'm just passing a landfill here on the I-95 northbound. I don't know why that made me think of you, but anyway, so I was just calling with the weekend update. So I just left the South Florida. I just had brunch. We'll call it brunch. It was supposed to be breakfast, but we were talking, and so by the time we ate, it was about 10:30, so we'll call it breakfast or brunch, whatever, with the lovely Miss Cheryl. That would be in relation to the Denny. That is the Denny sister. So it's very appropriate. We had breakfast at Denny. Anyway, it's only the finest for Cheryl and I. And so I'm on the road. I'm heading back to the Charleston after a lovely weekend with the, well, really with myself and a few friends. But I want to send a special shout out to some of your listeners who helped make my very unexpected weekend getaway very lovely. So we should remain nameless because I don't think they'd appreciate that. But it was a absolutely lovely. Big Patty, it was 80 degrees in the boat Lauderdale, which, by the way, not to pick at things, not to pick at you, not to get close enough to you to pick at you.
Big Patty, why didn't you hang up? I didn't hang up on him.
Lauderdale. Now, admittedly, I was not staying at the Inn Leather what's happening? Or what? Oh, you're taking up two lanes up ahead. I wasn't staying at one of those.
It sounds like he's got an incoming call. A call waiting also. Maybe it's Miss Bacon Co. I don't know what was going on. But, Veda, thank you so much for the landfill call as you drove back from the Fort Lauderdale. And I hope you had just a lovely time. And you probably should have stayed at the Inn Leather. It's just lovely. Big Fatty, it's a Vulgar. Well, you know, you kind of like to go. Yeah, I like to go there. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's me, Larry. That's Larry H. Barbara Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, Ricardo, it's me, Larry Vader, calling with your Barbara Boulevard report. Now, I didn't call on the way down because I wasn't actually sure if I was going to mess up to where I was going. But I'm on the way back, and I'm having some problems, and I think that this, it's not a question. This, because God knows if it were, you still wouldn't play it in the Sosa question thing, but I'm continuing my thaw because your voice letters cut me off last time. But I'm trying to drive straight through, and if there's one thing we know is that Mr. Vader in his sensible sedan enjoys driving straight through, because if you drive straight through, you don't waste time on that. But Big Patty, no matter what I do, it seems like there's just too much stopping today, and I'm here, I don't want to see if the car will tell me. 158 miles to empty, which means I got to stop and get gas probably in the next 50 miles or so, because it'll start every 30 seconds if you don't. And also then I'll be in the Jacksonville, and there, I don't really want to stop. I'm pulling over to the fast lane. I don't really want to stop in the middle of all of that, because I'm trying to get through before rush hour. Again, my stopping is just blew something out over next. My stopping is just taking up too much time. So I was wondering, do you have a suggestion on how to drive straight through? Because if there's one thing I know, it's that the older you get, the easier it is to just drive straight through. That's all I got. I really enjoyed my weekend. I'm still thinking about how much the seat warmer's on. No wonder I'm fine. I was also 12 degrees cooler than when I left Miss Cheryl having the brunch. That's all. I forgot what I was saying. I'm fat. I'm tired. I'm ready to be home, but I still have a few more hours. I should be home. Well, it'll take me an extra night. Too much.
Big Fatty, why didn't you hang up on Veda? I didn't, but we're out of time. Yes, Big Fatty. Veda, thank you. Y'all, that's all my calls and all my so-so questions. But there's still time to get in on the so-so question contest. And old Stinkpot, what's going to be the highlight of your day?
I listened to Big Fatty this morning.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's downhill from here. Yes, happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.